Hello.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey, and your participation is voluntarily but important to the success of this research in the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. And all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answered the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate, ma'am?
How many questions?
Well, this is this survey is about 8 to 10 minutes long, ma'am. But
okay,
it's about it's about the elections. Okay, and to begin, I have your zip code as 48227. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, what year is your birth? Or what year were you born?
69.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Okay, so be not Hispanic, right?
Right.
Latino. So, you're raised black, okay, or African American. All
right,
ma'am, and
right.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people are not? Okay, yes, registered. Okay, as you may know, there will be elections for offices like president and U.S. Congress in November. How likely are you to vote in this November 2024 election? Would that be definitely will vote, probably 50-50, or probably not?
I'm going to vote. I'm voting tomorrow, too.
Okay. How do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2020 general election? Voting in person early before election? Voting in person early or on election day?
I'm going to vote tomorrow, and then I'm going to vote, probably after I get off work.
So be early, right? Because still, okay, ma'am, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10. With 10 means that the black community has a lot of power, 5 is, means neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all.
Oh, yeah, I think we have power as long as they get out and vote.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10, 9.
All right, then please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you may use any number.
10.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I would like to rate you how you feel about some people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10. Well, 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you're neither warm or cold, like a neutral. And 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of, other people or groups, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Barack Obama. Tim Walz.
Who?
Tim Walz.
I don't know him.
Okay. Josh Shapiro.
See, I don't know them. Those are people that was supposed to be her. She got a pick for the vice. I don't know them.
Okay. What about J.D. Vance?
0.
0. Okay. Mark Kelly.
Is that from Arizona? The guy from Arizona?
It don't say nothing here, but just want to know if you know him, if you have a favorable or unfavorable.
Maybe 7.
7. Okay. Joe Biden.
Well, I voted for him for president, but now he's not in the race,
But how you feel about him? I mean, that's just want to know, if you want to give him 9. Okay, and Gretchen Whitmer.
I'll say 8. Gretchen.
Eight. Okay. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero on Donald Trump. Okay. All right, then, and what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top three, okay, issues most important to you, ma'am. The first one would be reducing racism and discrimination, better transportation systems, immigration, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, access to a good jobs, climate change and the environment, public safety, including gun violence, abortion.
You said the ones I'm interested in. I'm interested in the ones that the public safety, definitely.
Okay,
the better jobs, too. And it was another one you said. I can't think of it.
Okay, reducing racism, discrimination.
They can't do that. They can't do that. People have to do that on their own.
Better transportation systems, immigration, criminal justice and police reform.
That,
access
that, yeah.
to... That one, and you said public safety, right, including gun violence.
Right.
Okay, and what else? You can pick one more, three.
You said three. I did. Public safety, the transportation, the public
safety. Better transportation.
The better jobs. Okay.
Okay, okay, better affordable quality, okay, protecting, better jobs, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Access to good jobs. So you are not a criminal justice police reform, right?
Yes.
Because I have better transportation, one, access to good jobs, two, and then public safety, including gun violence, three.
Three, right.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate? Kamala Harris. Okay. Harris, right? Democrat Kamala Harris. And is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I want to vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay, so it's for Kamala. Okay, as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democrat Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote? No, it makes
yeah.
no difference. So,
yes.
So be much more or just somewhat more motivated?
Well, that would make me motivated to think. I vote anyway, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, man, compared to last month, are you feeling about the Democratic Party much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable makes no
much
difference.
Much more.
Much more. All right, thank you. All right, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not all?
I do.
Okay.
A lot.
A lot. Okay, ma'am, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you, but, you know, a lot?
I do. A lot.
A lot, okay. All right, ma'am, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one says represents the AAPI community. Really describes her, somewhat describes a bit, or not really
somewhat.
Does not describe. Somewhat. Okay, is someone young girls can look up to?
Yes.
Really describes her, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Is tough on crime?
Yes, I believe she is.
Really describes her or somewhat?
Well, somewhat, what I could tell, somewhat.
Okay. Governs with an iron fist.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know that. I heard she is like that, so.
Really does not describe or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Is a strong black woman.
Yes.
Okay. And restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Fights for all of us.
Yes.
Really or somewhat?
Really.
Okay. And it's prepared to be president.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And yes. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris.
How much longer is this?
We almost going towards the end, ma'am. Only a few, probably
okay.
A few minutes, okay? All right, let me speed up so we can do it fast. Okay, the first one says Kamala started a program called Back to Track. On Track, as a district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Would that make you much more favorable, someone more, someone less, or much less? Or make
yes, much more. Much more.
Okay, in 2004, as a district attorney, Kamala Harris was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Would that make you more or less favorable?
Well,
or makes no difference.
Neither. No difference, neither.
No difference. Okay, Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Society, and, you know, INC, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Would that make you more or less likely or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, Kamala was first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agenda to wear body cameras and implicate bias training programs for police officers. Would that make you more or less likely or no difference?
No different.
No different. Okay, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Or
more likely.
Likely. All right. Now, Kamala is preferred as a mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. Would that make you more or less likely or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And again, okay, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may use any number. 0 to 10.
For what? What again?
Motivation to vote this year.
10.
How? Okay. All right, ma'am. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? From 0 to 10.
9.
Nine on that one. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and other independent
Kamala
party
Harris.
Or Kamala Harris? Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and it is that more of vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Yes, I will vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Well, yeah, I think she was for me.
So you trust a lot or just some?
I trust her a lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interest of people like you, but a lot or just some?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and which of the following would you say are your main sources of news? You can select up to three, okay? National newspapers, Snapchat, local TV news, family and friends, MSNBC, Facebook, local newspapers, Fox News, Instagram, local radio, network.
MSNBC.
Like
MSNBC.
Okay. What else?
Facebook.
Facebook.
And the TV.
Okay, I have a network, like news like ABC, CBS, and NBC?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you in a group that, you know, a group chat for for text communication with others? So, if so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat? Very often?
All day.
So often?
Very often.
Very often. Okay. All right, ma'am. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, I was able to vote.
Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I vote for Biden. Biden.
Biden. All right, ma'am, and what is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Not married.
I'm married, right? Okay. Would that be single?
Yes,
I'm married. Okay. Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Okay. And all right, ma'am, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from most sources before taxes? You best estimate.
Oh,
y'all
getting nosy. You get nosy.
Your best estimate is fine. You don't have to give me the, you know.
Okay, 100,000.
100, okay. I have 85,000 to 99,000 or 100.
Okay, that's
200.
Fine.
Okay.
No, not over that. Uh-huh.
All right. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and
You're
participation.
You're welcome.
Okay. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.